Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
ITL Fantasy Podcast Network presents In a World of Football Podcasts That Sounds Like This.
Welcome into our podcast on Suck Talk Radio.
And talk like this.
Wah, 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 wah. Don't draft a running back. Wah, wah.
Because they're not.
So much fun.
Bogman, let's not overreact here.
The In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. Featuring Bogman.
I'm eating crow here.
Yeah,
D. Gordon. Oh, f*** God damn it.
And the Welsh.
No, we have other things to talk about. I wouldn't wear a yummy t-shirt in either.
Oh boy, gotta get to my job.
Playing on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and TuneIn.
Burn it to the ground!
Coming to your ears. Now.
Welcome in, friends, to the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast Mock Draft 7.0. We are already, it's not even August, and we are at 7 mock drafts. That's how hardcore we get. And joining us today, I feel like I have not even interacted with this dude in forever. Nate Hamilton, who is over at Game Day NFL now, NFL analyst, and our buddy, our ball-breaking buddy, now my camping buddy. We always give him crap.
That's
about
right.
Camping.
Yeah.
I don't probably camp as much
you
as him
still.
You camp
more than he does now.
We'll have to see. I don't know. But Nate Hamilton going to be back on the show. And we are going to be mock drafting it on ESPN today. And
ESPN.
What is this? Is this a full PPR?
Full PPR. Yeah. And I did. I wanted to go just ESPN standard. And I went, no, I got to make some changes here. So made some roster adjustments, made sure we got the three wideouts in there. So Welsh doesn't get mad and all that good stuff.
We did find out, though.
We're all set.
I think we talked about it, and it'll probably even be more of a conversation in the coming weeks when we do ranks analysis, that ESPN no longer's quote standard is standard. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it's PPR.
Yeah,
is their standard.
So you know the word standard has to be changed now at this point because they are not there. But we have a one quarterback, two running back, three wideout, tight end, and flex draft that we're going to be doing live with Nate here. No kicker, no defense. We don't do that on these episodes. We got to keep it straight lined and focused. And that is what we've got going on as camps have opened. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed our last episode, which was training camp battles. And we really could be an ongoing series because even coming into now, we are already seeing new stuff and new crazy things from people not signing to guys showing up and all that. We'll do a quick little preamble here, and then we're going to get Nate on, and we're going to start mock drafting because on mock draft episodes, we just ain't going to waste time. But we are going to tell you guys to come and check us out over at patreon.com/ITL Army. That is how ITL lives and survives. But it also, not just that, not even just like a, please, sir, can I have more? It's not even just that. It is also the place that we are doing stuff and things. Bogman has a bevy, a plethora, if you will, from my Three Amigos reference, a plethora of ranks, whether it's Dynasty, IDP, College, PPR, Superflex, they're all there under Bogman's umbrella. My ranks next week will be up in conjunction with our Hell Week that are going on, and you'll be able to compare those for just a couple little bouncing off. We've got GroupMe rooms, a football room where the sky's the limit. You can talk trades. You can just talk with the dudes. You can set up leagues. You have access to us. We've even got some other football-based rooms start and sit on Sundays, which I'm telling you, it is one of the most invaluable and one of the most used rooms during football season. If you want to talk about how used it is, it's the most used room in its time period. Because obviously in the offseason, people aren't asking who to start and sit. But on Sunday mornings, it is just like this guy, this guy, this guy. And you got lots of people interacting and voting. So you really get a solid sample size. I'm selling you all this stuff. Do as you will. But if you want the things that we offer, it's on Patreon. If you want to support us, patreon.com/ITL Army. Brand new month. Perfect time. Things are popping off. And in this league, in August. So come and check us out. Do it today.
Just updated the ranks too. So they are updated middle of the month just because it's been, you know, Michael Thomas injuries and all that stuff.
Yeah. How did that work out, by the way? What was your, when we talked about it in the last episode, what was your, you don't have to give the exact number, but like how low?
I moved him down to where
go?
We talked about. I moved him down to where we talked about low.
Did
in
it
the
hurt?
60s. And of course it hurt. But, you know, I think my willingness to go into the season with an injured player is at an all time low. And I just can't do it. And no. I know they said, oh, he's going to go on the PUP, expect him back after week 7. That's not the way that recovery works. So I think he's going to be out to like at least week 12 or 13. And I don't want to mess with them.
You can check it out there. I was messing around with my ranks too and feeling even more comfortable about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers officially reported to camp. Also, like, did not hold back in his first day or second day, I guess, at camp, just telling all the truth, just telling them, like, you know, hey, speak
I
to me.
I love it.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. And you got to deal with it. And you know, one of the things I'll give them credit for, you have to give the Packers credit, even though they're the bad guys in all of this, that they are taking it on the chin as Rodgers just throws him under the bus. And they are also acquiescing, which I think is a fantastic move. And it is a real fantasy implication. They're acquiring Randall Cobb. We haven't seen as we're recording this, we haven't seen the like final details of it, but it's going to be minuscule. But they are bringing Randall Cobb back. And that's a big deal for Aaron Rodgers because that is a safety net for him. And Randall Cobb, as much as you don't want to believe it, I think legitimately has a shot to be fantasy impactful this year because he's not in a death squad of wide receivers. He's going to a place to a quarterback that knows him and does not have other viable options.
I moved him way up in the rankings, and you have to bump Anthony Miller up too, because that was the reason they made that deal for Anthony Miller is because they knew they were going to trade Randall Cobb. So
yeah,
I like that for the Texans.
That'll
well,
be a little controversial.
Who the quarterback is.
A lot of people want to say Anthony Miller's nothing, but they did move one of those guys off, which I think is a line in the first step of Miller having some fantasy relevancy. So it's something to consider.
And I think moving a guy like Cobb, who, you know, even he's old and not as good or whatever, you know,
old. He's got these old balls. Gross.
He's got a 5-year plan. What is it? Don't die. But he's older and not as valuable as he was at his peak, obviously. But you go and acquire Anthony Miller because you know you're trading a guy like that.
Yeah.
That mean to me that would mean that Miller's going to have a role in Houston.
Yeah, there's a bigger plan. Another thing we really have to start considering, man, is that Deshaun Watson is back with the team. He's out there. Like, there's video out there right now, and I didn't quite see this, but I don't know if you know, he's not going to be like deposed or whatever the word is until February. After the season,
right?
I think that's it. He's not going to have to like go to court until after the season, which means you're not going to have any stuff happen. Now the NFL can step in and they can put him on the exempt list if they get some new information.
At any point,
but it hasn't happened. Like, why would the NFL? This would
no,
be
a, but I think there's like 10 more women that came forward the other day.
Okay,
but
here's my point though. Look at,
I understand.
Look at, and the leagues run differently. Look at like how the MLB is treating the Trevor Bauer situation. Trevor Bauer immediately exempt list. They're letting him get paid and they just keep extending and extending it. If the NFL has this swinging, wielding hammer that they can put him on the exempt list at any time, but he's not going to be like, nothing can happen until February. I got to say, man, why let him even go out and be filmed and let TV coverage be out there of him if this is your ultimate plan, unless something catastrophic comes out. So here's the only thing I'm saying. I know where you're going with this. Him being out there and them not having him have to go to court until February, there's a legit shot. And him showing up, by the way, there's a legit shot that he could play this year. And maybe, I don't know, you know, like, maybe the risk at the end of drafts isn't the worst thing in the world, but he still wants to be traded. He can be put on at any time, and things could get worse, still make him risky. Watson, I think, is going to flip up and down in drafts. You're going to see him going all over the place because him being out there is a sign of just people forgetting. And I think he's going to start going higher.
he is going to start going higher. Well, what I'll say is if you are taking the risk on Deshaun Watson, you just have to back him up. You got to get two QBs because you don't want to be leaning on him the whole year. And then, you know, here comes week seven. Nope. Something big happens and boom, he's off the team, you know, or exemplist or however it is, you know. So if you want to take the risk, do it. Just back him up. I'm just not going to be willing to take the risk. I don't want any part of it.
He's doesn't look like he's moved. And I'll say, here's interesting. His ADP is moving up in leagues. We talked about this last time. His rank on Fantasy Pros is still like 35. It's still low. But we talked last time. Fantrax has not moved. And I've said this before. I'm not surprised because Fantrax never shuts down. And I don't think they ever like really restart their stuff. And you have keeper leagues. So like it's hard for the ADP to change unless they manually adjust it. He was in two different places, I think, post 20. He's already in the teens, ADP-wise, in every major place. 19 on ESPN, which I think he's bumped up. 18 on Yahoo and 18 on CBS, which means he's a Superflex option, a starter in Superflex in these formats. And FFC, he's already at 15. He's creeping up. As you see him in camp, he will creep up. I'm not looking to draft him, but... maybe in
What about the rest of the offense? Does it do more for like David Johnson and Cooks and all those guys for you?
Yeah, Tyra Taylor's not out there. It has to. You have to give it consideration in some capacity. So he's out there. It means something. Continue to watch it. Some other notes. Kyle Shanahan said there's no competition. Jimmy Garoppolo is a team starter, kind of like we talked about. I think it changes in season, but you know we'll see. They could be stringent with it. Drew Locke is receiving first team reps. With the Broncos, no surprise because he's the OG guy, but Teddy Bridgewater is the big competition. And the one that I know that has you concerned now, I'm kind of interested why, Zach Wilson is still not in camp and he has still not signed his contract. And I know it's got you edgy.
It's got me a little edgy, probably just because he's my backup now. I have him and Sam Darnold. One of them have to work out in our three-sport league for me because I have Lamar. But the reason it's bothering me is because he's a weird dude, and I don't know if he would just be willing to sit because the Jets have said they're not budging. So I think they'll get it done, but he's a rookie. He needs this camp time. He needs preseason time, and it's annoying that he's not in there working out right now.
Probably one of the best pieces of just confirmation was Kevin Colbert saying that he'd be disappointed if Najee Harris is not a three-down back. And, dude, I've been staring at Najee. And I'm just like,
keep moving him
I
up.
Just don't think I can't keep moving him any further. I want to, but I just can't keep do it. But yeah, I know. I think you might. I mean, at some point we got to do a debate episode, maybe all debates. And I'm looking at like Nick Chubb versus Najee Harris. And I think that's
I got him below Chubb, but I do too. That's the range I have.
A couple of the other quick notes, and then we are going to get our boy Nate Hamilton on and do some live mock drafting. Chase Edmonds, best shape of his life, bulked up, slimmed down. In the ever-going debate of how those guys go, continue to monitor. David Montgomery, by the way, Matt Nagy believes that 20 carries for David Montgomery, very doable. So we'll have to, have to monitor that in the hype machine. Wideouts, Cortland Sutton has been cleared. That's a very good note. Curtis Samuel's placed on the pup. That is not a good note. John Gambadoro said with the Cardinals that Larry Fitzgerald has an open invitation, by the way, to return if he wants to. And Kingsbury coach had just retorted that, repeated that, just said, like, listen, if he wants to come back, he can come back. So that is something to monitor, not that it really means anything. And Preston Williams, placed on the pup for the Dolphins. That's some of your news and notes. Friends, we're going to mock draft it. And we are going to do it right after this on ESPN with our dear friend, Nate Hamilton. Dominate. I wanted to say his Twitter handle as I was saying, dominate, FF. Let's go do it.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league. Oh.
Look at this beautiful man, even though he's a Cowboys fan. Not everybody's perfect, though. It is great. I feel like I have not talked to him in forever. He's one of the good guys in the industry. He's a hustler, and you can catch him over on the Fantasy Black Book, apparently over at the Game Day NFL now. He is Nate Hamilton. DomaNateFF is the Twitter handle. Nate, I haven't seen your face or talked to you in forever. How you doing, friend?
I know, man. I miss you guys. You know, Bogman, you've lost the whole body, man. I mean, you look great. You look fantastic. Welsh, you look like you're recording rap music. Where you, what is that, your actual studio?
This is a work studio. This is official work studio. I'm a man of many
that
places.
A beautiful thing, man.
Now, thank you,
Dave's
friend.
About to come in there, lay down some beats for him.
Yeah, yeah, Nate, not, you know, by the way, we've always given...
Welcome to the best day of the year.
Oh.
Draft day.
That scared the crap out of me. It scared the hell out of me. Matthew Berry just jumped in. I apologize. Matthew Berry literally scared the bejesus out of me on the ESPN thing. He's just, I was about to start talking and then he went, welcome. I'm like, oh my God. Nate, we always busted your balls about your camping trips, but I don't know if you know, like, I am with you now. I have a little small pop-up camper, and we've been doing the same thing, and I've pushed back recordings and stuff, so I know the life. So,
hey, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, I appreciated the post, too, you had. You have, like, a nice setup there on your camping. Yeah.
You nerds are going to be exchanging DMs about stuff all the time now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Camping
That's
gear
okay.
and all that stuff.
Got to spend time with the fam, man. So.
Little tip. S'mores with the Reese's peanut butter.
I've been dying to try it. That's the only thing I haven't tried yet. We'll get into
that. Might be worth getting into camping for. I think I'm into it.
Hey, Boggs, here's the tip. You don't even have to. You can literally do it over your stove. I would like to see. Yeah. You should do stove camping at Bogman's, and you'll just do snacks at your
white
apartment.
White trash cooking with Bogman. So.
I think it's a great idea. Nate, we're going to talk about you and what you got going on in your world here as we go through the draft, but you can follow him. Cool. And you've always fantastic coverage, a great Twitter follow, outside of all any Cowboy takes, of course, is what we would have to tell you. But let's talk about this mock draft here for a second. The order for everybody to know, and then I want to see where you're at. The American sniper on this 12-team PPR and ESPN, our boy Ryan Porter is drafting 1. We have got Evan back in the house at 2. I am the third spot. The Welsh is drafting 3. And what in God's green earth is this travesty? Bogman is drafting
it's
behind
random.
Me, which is nonsense. Our boy Barwich is at 5. Toby's at 6. Chad is at 7. There he is. Nate Hamilton, the game day at 8. Rob at 9. Braun at 10. Josh at 11. And Barrow at 12. Those are your 12 participants. You guys want to see the draft board because you'll be able to see it as you're listening to this. Go over to Patreon, free post. You can follow the draft picks along and stuff like that. I'm drafting 3, but Nate, I want to know what your hope is, even though Bogman and I are ahead. I think it's a little bit easier. What is your strategy here? Relatively middle
8's
of the
like
PPR.
The worst spot.
Yeah,
I know.
You're in the middle.
It's awful.
It's rough.
Yeah.
What's going to be your long? I mean, obviously, you don't want to give away everything, so we're drafting, but you do have 2 picks after us, and ours are going to be pretty pretty apparent what we're doing. What's the goal in the first couple picks and how you're going to construct this team and a couple players you're hoping that you're going to be able to pick up?
Well, I'm still going to get the best running back available at 8. That's how I'm going to kick things off.
Which is who?
It will probably be like Nick Chubb or something.
Okay. So, okay.
I'll be okay with that. And then after that, probably start attacking some wide receivers, man.
You can go wide receiver second round. You're not going to go heavy running back in this one.
No, I'm kind of changing things up a little bit this year.
Okay. Are you no running back strategy?
No.
Okay, good.
No, I mean, just said he's going to take running.
Well, I know that, but I just wanted to check like what level were we at? We were changing it up. There's going to be great wideouts that are there. That's an advantage you're going to have. And I see where you're going at, like, at one point in the fear, you could have maybe gotten like a Davante Adams, but you know, you're probably looking at like a Hopkins, or if you're a Diggs guy, that's the plane. Out of the first four rounds, how many running backs do you need to have?
Two.
Okay, so you want to have your starters here. Chubb, you don't have anybody you want at eight that you can be upset about? Give me your perfect scenario of eight and then your second round pick. Give me the thing that's going to make you happy so we know when you're not happy in here.
Well, I mean, you know, Zeke Elliott would be fantastic, yeah, but I'll probably go either Nick Chubb or, you know, Jonathan Taylor and Stephon Diggs to pair would be optimal.
What about you, Boggs? Who you want a four, huh?
Well, I'm going to take the best running back available to me at four.
Okay.
And then probably the best running back available to me coming back.
So here's the question I'm going to pose to you, because I will not be taking who I'm going to pose to you. Will you take Barkley at four?
Yeah.
So you're going to take Barkley at four. No fear.
No fear.
Oh, okay. Joe Rogan over here. It's fear factor. He's just nothing. Just nothing phases him with a bald head and everything like that. Tell us about
creatine. I'd much rather take Barkley than eat bugs, so I'm all right.
Okay, well, I will not be taking Barkley. I will be taking Cook or Kamara in a PPR draft at three. He's going to, so no matter what, let's say it goes McCaffrey, Cook, I take Kamara, it is Barkley. But what if you have a choice between Kamara and Barkley?
Barkley.
Or Cook and Barkley?
Barkley.
Oh boy, were you Jake Seeley over here talking about your dog? Jesus. All right, so it's all Barkley. That is the perfect scenario here. It's 12 teams. There's no chance we're going to get Nate to cuss because he's just a good guy. No. And he won't do it.
My best.
All right. Well, I mean, is there any way you could be super mad and you'll just be like,
he cussed last time.
Did he?
We got him to cuss.
At the very end, because you guys begged me to. I think I said one word at the very end. That's how we ended the podcast. Yeah.
Is it, what word will you not say? Say it.
I won't say any of the words that you are hoping I'll say.
Yeah.
I just want
type all the words that'll get you canceled into the chat.
Well, I don't want to get canceled.
I've got a 6-year-old son. I got to
Yeah, no, it's fine. Well, you're just going to get bleeped. Yeah, it's going to get bleeped. I don't want you to get canceled. I just want I'm going to get some emotion out of him. So it's a drinking game.
Maybe you will.
Any emotion out of Nate? Because, you know, a lot of the hardcore fantasy football analysts, they're just cool cucumbers. They're like, oh, it didn't work out for me. Okay, I'll do this. No, I want to see anger. So any anger is one drink. A curse word is two drinks if you want to play the Nate Hamilton mock draft drinking game. That's how you're going to play. Let's kick this bad boy off. Matthew Berry already tried to interject into this draft. It is 7.0. Three wide receiver, two running back, a flex, quarterback, tight end. We'll do some bench spots on ESPN. Let's do this bad boy.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
Welcome to the best day of the year.
Someone else has him, Someone else doesn't have it muted. Welcome to the best day of the year, guys. It's draft day. First overall pick, Christian McCaffrey. No shocker. There goes Dalvin Cook. So my work is done. I will go Alvin Kamara. Bogman?
Yep.
You going to take the guy with the big O on him?
I'm going to go ahead and take Saquon Barkley.
Well, Saquon Barkley. You know what? Shocker. I would have taken Elliott there.
I mean, that's fine. And I understand the nervousness around Barkley, but I just...
And then I would have taken Henry. And then I would have taken Jonathan Taylor. And
that's
then
fine.
I would have considered
him. You can drop Barkley down as far as you want. Just I'm saying. Okay with taking Barkley.
Elliott and Henry just went. So one pick away. I don't think you're getting Jonathan Taylor.
I know. are we live? They listening? Are they listening to
No, they'll ruin it. They can't listen.
I am getting JT, baby. He's my He's my running back 4.
Chatty is a Green Bay fan. Just want to point that out. He did take Devontae Adams at 7, so a little bit of a gift, but those gifts do happen. Okay, so literally textbook first round. Textbook first round outside of – it's textbooks because Bogman took Barkley at 4, which other humans wouldn't do.
I think there's still some humans that'll do that. So I don't think you need to throw me all the way under the bus.
What's his ADP right now?
We're going to take Barkley.
Let me look at his ADP. Let's look at Fantasy. What do you guys think his Fantasy Pros ADP is?
5.
It is 5.
What are we talking about? Saquon?
Yeah, Saquon.
I would say 6 or 7.
It was 5. It was actually still 5.8. Yeah. So it's close to 6. Putting that out there to everybody. All right. We had Tyreek Hill. Oh, that's a curse kind of. Aaron Jones, Nick Chubb went 11. And then on the wheel, Kelce Diggs to Barrow.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
So,
man,
you ain't getting them wideouts is why you were, well, you might get Hopkins. There goes Najee. Yeah. Second in the second round. Love that freaking pick. So who's the wideout if you're trying to get one? There goes Clyde Edwards-Helaire. One pick away.
Thank God. I have no interest in CEH.
What about Hopkins? You want Hopkins here?
Yeah. Of course I want Hopkins.
So what do you do if you don't get him?
Quit. Rage quit.
Oh, baby. Come on, Rob.
Come on. Come on, Rob.
Oh, he took
Eckler. Yes.
Everything's working out for
this. Is CEH.
It's ridiculous.
You know, your listeners are not going to be drinking today.
No.
Not up in here.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah, let's go.
They're not working out here. So I am 4 picks away. I want another running back pretty bad, and that was the one that I wanted. So everything is trash.
I was hoping Eckler was going to fall. Obviously, that didn't happen. And
you thought Eckler would fall all the way back to you?
Maybe. I mean, just because there's so many good wideouts, there's Joe Mixon goes. Ugh,
oh, there goes
God,
Dobbins.
I don't want any of these guys.
Stink, and I hate it.
You're up, buddy.
All right, I'm going to take Ridley.
You're going to do the wideout thing? I think about the same thing. Oh,
okay.
Son of a B. You know, I'm in that same spot. I don't love any of these running backs, and these wideouts are really, really good. Oh, give me a second here. Can I get more time?
Definitely don't
you
think
get
about
you have
how
about
much
12
you hate.
Seconds.
Definitely don't think about how much you hate the running backs.
I'm going to take a little different. I'm going to go AJ Brown. Julio.
There you go.
Julio got that little, doesn't he have a little lawsuit thing going on there? A little trafficking.
Who does?
I think Julio's got some legal stuff going on.
A traffic thing. Mm-hmm. I think he'll be okay.
DeAndre Swift just went to Evan. So coming back here, I mean, I probably want David Montgomery, which I don't usually say. There goes Justin Jefferson.
Darn it.
Or Miles Sanders. Aw, dang it. Golly gee.
Your language is offensive.
Kittle.
There goes Kittle. Waller. Is Waller going to fall again? No, there goes Waller. So
there he goes. One pick ahead of you.
So, I mean, Metcalf is still there too. Oh, shucks. Shucks, guys. This
shucks.
Is,
am I contagious? Is
gosh
the,
darn it.
It's kind of fun. I mean, we do do the, we call it, well, hold on here. I got to make a pick here. I'm going to go Montgomery because I want a couple.
Gotcha, bitch.
Oh, right. Look at that. Oh, we call it.
I don't want any of these fucking losers.
What's our show? The with Kristen Bell.
You know I'm trying to say asshole and not asshole, right?
I got that.
I don't know, Frozen? No. I don't know. What are you talking about?
It's a movie. Frozen. No, the show, the Holy Shirt Balls.
Oh, yeah, I can't remember the name of it. I took Miles Sanders. I hate that.
I love it. That's so anti. I love it.
I immediately regret this decision.
But like where we'll try to say, oh, shirt balls and fork instead of
oh,
cursing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Isn't that
place.
The what?
What is it called?
Yeah, the good place. The good place draft. We do the good place draft where you do that. All right, Nate, you're up in 2 picks. What are you doing? Buddy?
I am going CeeDee Lamb. I guess not.
And it's gone.
Okay, you see what he did? He French fried when he should have pizzaed. You French fry when you pizza, you're going to have a bad time.
And he goes right in front of you. Went DK Metcalf, CeeDee Lamb, Chris Carson, and now you are up.
You you cursed me. So you know what? I don't hate this pick either. So I'm going to go with a little Allen Robinson.
That's
here.
A good pick.
Yeah, I like that pick.
There you go.
You're bleeding. Yeah.
And we're in the wide receivers are so much better in the running back than the running backs already.
Oh yeah. It happens quickly.
Good Lord. I think I regret the Calvin Ridley pick.
That's my credo. No regrets.
Mm-hmm. You have no regrets?
Dad?
No. Like not even a single letter.
By the way,
stuck to a running back.
Julio Jones and Roddy White are being sued by a cannabis company that alleges the NFL players were behind their back to illegally sell hundreds of pounds of cannabis on the black market. So that's the lawsuit I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
Just pointing that out.
So Calvin Ridley is just moving product.
No, Julio Jones. Julio Jones was.
Okay.
And who did I say? Who was the other one I just said?
Roddy White.
Roddy White. It was Roddy and Julio.
Roddy White?
Yeah.
I mean, who do you think's doing most of the work there, Julio or Roddy White?
Julio just went. All right.
One guy's in the NFL.
Yeah.
McLaurin,
and what is Roddy White doing?
Evans, Gaskin, Julio was the last pick in the third round. Patrick Mahomes, first pick in the fourth round. So there's our first quarterback run. Fourth round. Nate, you're a couple picks away as Amari Cooper just went, another Cowboy. What are you looking at?
Yeah. My God. These running backs are awful, but I need one. I need one.
They get bad.
That's hashtag analysis.
Yeah. Hashtag analysis.
It's good.
Okay.
What's
Rob going to do? What Cowboys going here?
Right before? Yeah. Well, Braun already took, he took Keenan Allen. Josh Jacobs. So.
Okay, that's okay. Because I think this is going to be a little bit of a reach. But as my RB2, I don't hate it.
I feel like you're going to.
So I'm going to go Kareem Hunt here.
Oh, you bitch. Damn it. Yeah,
you know, it happens.
Got him.
You son of a biscuit eating whatever.
I told you guys my strategy.
You did. It's definitely on us. I want Mike Davis.
You got it. Nobody loves Mike Davis more than Bogman. I mean, it is.
I love Mike Davis.
I love it. I love that. Like the all Bogman team is the best. It's like all Falcons. It's just it's like Mike Davis, Kyle Pitts. And then put in like Troutman in there as well.
The first Falcons I ever took were Pitts last time, and then Calvin in this one.
Thielen, Galladay, Bogman is one pick away.
Come on, Bear f-ker.
Oh,
God damn it!
Oh,
yeah. Bear f-ker. Do you need assistance?
Oh, yeah. This is why I love mock drafting with you guys.
Ah,
disappointed.
Yep. All right.
Oh,
You know what? I'm gonna go full risk here. Let's go, Javonte.
Oh wow. Okay, wow. I'm shocked that you did this because that leaves me Etienne, and I'm gonna take Etienne.
My running backs are too risky. I'm on full tilt. I hate this.
I
draft.
Love it. This is my best.
I love
draft
that
ever.
I have Barkley, but you do have to. You know, I'm not stupid. I know I have to back up Barkley. I'm not confident in Sanders. I got stuck on that pick. Wholly and completely.
Oh, yeah.
And this pick, too, I want a Mike Davis, but I have to take some upside with these running backs.
So not
here,
Etienne?
So, did you just, no.
I just got
I like Javonte.
Do you have Javonte over Etienne?
I do, yeah. Of course.
You're crazy, man.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you, but you're crazy.
I don't think I mean,
honestly, though, Saquon and Miles, it's not a bad 1-2 punch there.
It's not a bad 1-2 punch. It's just I'm not confident in it. So that's why I wanted that third running back. And I felt like I get a vet who we saw do it last year, carrying a gigantic load for Carolina.
Crazy.
And going to Atlanta. It looks like a good spot for him, but Bear f-ker took him right one spot in front of me.
It seems more of a game warden thing to me.
It's illegal, Burton. I know that.
Daryl Henderson, then Josh Allen. So quarterback's going a little bit early. I have a full set of running backs now, by the way. I got Kamara, Montgomery, and Etienne. So I'm going to put my focus.
Samesies.
I'm going to put my focus on wideouts. And there's a couple good ones. But which one? Do I want to go? I got to hurry here. I'm gonna go with Godwin.
Nice. Okay. Godwin, so okay. Let me just say this. I've noticed since the popularity of Superflex that even in one QB leagues, they are still going earlier than you want to see.
I want to bug me. I want to point out, I almost took Deontay. I almost took Deontay.
That's why I, did you hear me shut up?
No, you got
when you were picking.
Super quiet. I had clicked him and I went, I'm going to go with Godwin. I agree, Nate. But part of it also, like, I know there's such a large community of just like, oh, screw the quarterback. There, speaking of, there goes Dak. Of like, oh, you know, take late quarterback. But like, there is an advantage to the elite players. I have a hard time taking the quarterback when I have one running back. So I think like if you dabble in that, I'm comfortable doing it more than I think than most. I just want to make sure I'm good at running back. And it's tough when you go like running back wide out and then tight end and then quarterback. And it's like, well, now you're going to go in the fifth round with none. Like, I don't want to mess with that advantage, but I know what you're saying. And the elite guys are going a little bit higher, but you're paying up for them. DJ Moore, Dak Prescott, Kyle Pitts, Tyler Lockett was your pick, Nate.
Yes. I'm feeling pretty good about my three wide receivers right now. Hopkins, Robinson, and Lockett.
Lockett's so good as a number three because he's boomer bust. You know, I think that's a great pick for a third wide out.
You know what's a bummer? Is looking at this and seeing Michael Thomas still on this like list here. Oh, there goes Kyler Murray, you Rob.
What did the five fingers say to the face?
What?
Slap!
Who took? I must have missed. Pitts went.
He just went. Chad took him seventh pick in the fifth round. Yeah.
Okay.
Cortland Sutton just went to Braun, 10th pick in the fifth round. Some good wideouts. I will say there's a couple running backs still to be had in the 12 team. It's not great, but there's still a couple to
Edmonds,
be had. Edmonds out there.
Robinson.
Yeah, Damien Harris.
David Johnson. Leonard Mostert. Fournette.
Everybody, Bogman's not mentioning Mostert. Cooper Kupp and Chase Edmonds just went. So now we're going in the sixth round. Damien Harris. So Barrow just tapped those running backs, Edmonds and Harris. I want to look at his team because did he just pull off a zero running back?
That's how he started with no running backs.
Let's see. So yeah, he went Mahomes, Diggs, Julio, and Kelsey, and his zero running back strategy netted him Edmonds and Harris. That's kind of interesting.
Y'all got to make him pay. I've already got three running backs.
Odell just went. Damn it.
Odell!
How many yards you got, man? Odell!
And James Robinson. What do you think, Nate? You're up next.
I was going to go James Robinson, but now I'm not going to, obviously, because he was just taken.
Hashtag hot take. There goes Brandon.
I think it's a little crazy that ATN's going ahead of him, and I know that was one of your picks there, Welsh. I just think that they are going to be kind of a 1-2 punch, especially with what James Robinson did last year.
Dude, we just did a training camp battle episode, and I think ETN and Robinson are Chubb and Kareem Hunt light. You know, it's the cheaper version of those. In PPR, I have ETN as my flex, so I'm more comfortable with that. But Robinson is not chopped liver. Like, I would have considered him. I think he's a great pick. I completely agree with you on that. And this son of a bitch Chad over here taking Juju.
How the f*** do I turn off Matthew Berry?
It's over on the top right.
I see it.
Robbie Anderson, Juju, Will Fuller. This little...
I want Jamar Chase. I want Jamar Chase. And if Bear does it to me again, he did not. Okay.
I'm going to take Raheem Mostert, backup running back. 10th pick in the sixth round.
So, Nate, what are you doing with QB here? Are you waiting till the end?
Bitch.
I think at this point, the first group of guys that I would be going for are gone. So, yes, I think I'm probably not completely punting, but waiting for a specific tier of quarterbacks to, you know.
I was sure hoping that T. Higgins was going to, that was who I was thinking about taking. And he just went, which sucked. There goes Zach Moss. Yeah, the running backs, they should all be... your boy David Johnson's still out there, though, Boggs. I know you are just, like, salivating.
I mean, he's at the very top. Salivating. Let's go.
Multi pass. Jerry Jeudy just went. I'm looking at the wideouts.
I gotta survive six more picks here. There's one player I want.
Hold David Johnson.
One specific player.
How's it taste, motherfucker?
One is the loneliest number.
Bogman must have a drop of him swearing. Someone picks a running back, that's it. Yeah. It's just,
well,
it,
David Johnson is his guy. Is his guy
another friggin' running back?
Everybody
I am going. I'm gonna go Claypool.
All right, I'll take Fournette.
You can have Fournette all day long.
Okay.
All right. So, Nate, who is the guy that you were hoping to get to?
Now that it's past you guys, I'm looking at Hawkinson right now.
That's a good one. That's a real good one.
That would be just.
I just want to make sure that I have these stupid running backs. So I got Barkley, Sanders, Javonte, and Leonard Fournette.
And if Hawkinson is not there, then I need to survive one more pick. Here we go. Come on.
faster.
On Chad. Yes.
AJ Dillon, James Conner, the picks before. You get your
This is a real league with a buy-in of $300, right?
Yep.
That's right. That was my understanding.
You heard it right. You absolutely heard it right. All right. So what are you looking to do coming back? What does your team look like and what are you looking to do?
Well, I've got every starting position filled except for my quarterback. So I think I might start looking there.
You have a tight end, Welsh?
I do not.
Yeah, me neither.
I do not. I'm probably.
I do. I work out, so.
Yeah. Clearly here not. I'd have been comfortable taking one a little bit early, but I am absolutely loving the team that I'm putting together. And I think there's still a tier of tight ends that we can play with. So I'm relatively comfortable with it. There goes Kenyon Drake, DJ Chark before that.
Love playing with a good tight end.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Oh, that is, well, Michael Thomas. It's not, I mean, 11th pick in the seventh round.
What pick overall is that?
That was pick, I don't know. They don't say the numbers.
Let's see.
What would that be? I mean, I brought up this 82? Point.
Would that be 82?
Nate, let me ask you this. Right. I brought up this point the other day. There goes Debo. Yeah. Ooh, and Michael Carter. Ah, it's a great pick. Oh. I completely slept on Michael Carter there. Ronald Jones before that. I brought up a point. If you got your starters, is it the worst thing in the world to put Michael Thomas on your bench and have him as a bench wideout where in the second half of the year? Oh,
I think that's probably best case scenario. Is if you get him once you've filled all your starting positions.
Yeah. I'm just not going to mess with them because I am sick and tired of taking injured guys going into the year. They almost never work out. So I'm just completely off.
There's Devonta Smith.
That is fair.
You're up, Nate.
Don't do it, Nate.
Yeah.
Don't do it, Nate.
What's he going to do?
Well, I'm not, buddy. Yeah, I know. Well, I'm probably not taking the guy that you're thinking. It's always a coin toss between these two.
I know who Bogman wants.
Let's go.
Ooh, Bogman, Melvin Gordon?
It's Ryan Tannehill. I have. Melvin Gordon is one of four guys in my queue, but that is not the guy.
Well, you're up before me. Who's the guy?
It is Justin Herbert. I wanted Rodgers, but he went. So Herbert, next guy on my list. I need a quarterback. Don't have a tight end yet. I do have four running backs and three wideouts, but I need a QB.
I feel like this has been nicer to us.
Well, nicer Herbert, to you.
Tannehill and Brady. Those three are just so close for me.
There goes Melvin Gordon.
There's Melvy. Barwich is up.
Here he is to take Justin Herbert.
Jamal Williams.
Well, Jamal Williams was one of three in my queue as well. So
I would admit, honestly, I was just getting, I really wanted Herbert too. I wanted Rodgers and Herbert. I absolutely did. So now that we're left with this, I'm going to go Tom Brady just so I get my quarterback and I get to pair him with Godwin. So
it's really, I mean, they didn't change anything in the run game.
No.
He had a torn MCL all year last year. It was his first year playing with all those guys and he gets AB for the whole year this year. So,
worst.
Oh, there's Trey Sermon. He's a good pick here.
It's fine. It's a fine pick.
I mean, if Herbert would have gone one pick in front of me, I would have taken Tom Brady. So,
The wide receivers below. I just want to point that out. It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad news.
Yeah.
Which is not great. I mean, I got my starters, but I'm not loving that they're just this bad. Because when did that happen?
I mean, I don't think they're as bad as you're making them out to
be,
but they're not good. And also these rankings and projections for ESPN, a little crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little weird.
Well, I've been trying to scan and see where's my extra
value. There's not a ton.
There's not a lot of scanning you're going to currently be able to do that's going to get you anywhere. All right. You know, I'm going to go with an upside play here. We'll go with Jalen Waddle, and he's a backup wideout. What?
All right. Waddle was my guy, but it's okay because here's my other guy.
Suck it, Trebek.
AB. You know I love AB.
Oh, you just brought him up too. Yeah.
I did.
I almost took AB. That was my other choice, by the way. I was going between AB and Waddle.
I'm okay taking AB instead of Waddle. I mean, I already have a little bit of risk with Javonte and Fournette, so I'm good with taking AB.
You good? You a good guy over here?
You bleeding?
Yeah, you bleeding. Nate, you're up. Not you're up, but you're just about up. What's the plan?
Yeah. It's out the window. So like,
those are the best.
I've never do this. I have 8 picks and
sound like a date. You're just like, I never do this, but you know. Let's just get crazy. You want to come back up to my place?
It's the first time it's ever happened to me.
When I go for a nightcap, I never
don't do this every single time, but
yeah.
Like, is that your line? I never do this.
I think I'm like booting my third running back at this point because there's just nobody.
You don't have a third running back?
No, isn't that crazy? I know. I only have to play 2, though. So
If you want to flex out a wideout, you absolutely can.
And this is full PPR, so
yeah, you can. Yeah, it's doable.
Wide receivers. Yeah,
it's doable.
Oh boy,
you're up.
Okay, this is one of my favorite wide receivers heading into this season. I'm going to go with Curtis Samuel.
There you go.
All right. Just put him on the pup.
Yeah, put him on the pup. But that's not. Yeah, it's just a formality thing.
It's July, and I'm not worried about most of the people on the pup right now.
Curtis Samuel. Before that, Corey Davis, Jarvis Landry, Henry Ruggs all went. Singletary just went 9th pick in the 9th round. So, you know, when you look, ESPN's board is definitely weird and some of their projections. I'm going to go by ADP for a second. And they've got just a litany of tight ends that are up there. Then quarterbacks, so position players, they just don't even really like stand out right now, which is super odd. If you get into actual position players, Marvin Jones just went. That was actually, I think, one of the guys that was a better deal. You got some okay wideouts. Upside, I think, is getting a little bit limited. Running backs is a close to barren wasteland at this point. It's close. It's not there, but it's relatively close. Matthew Stafford just went. I don't know what quarterback that is. I want to say that's like the 9th or 10th quarterback.
I think most teams have QBs now.
Yeah, most of them. So... you're coming back. You're coming back again, Nate.
Yeah, yeah. So I think I'm targeting. It's another reach at running back, but I'm gonna try to go Philip Lindsay here. Anticipating that he gets the majority of carries in Houston.
That's Bogman's guy.
I mean, that's wrong, but Philip Lindsay isn't a bad pick here.
T.Y. Hilton.
And what round are we in? 10.
We're in 10 now.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's just weird going from a different system because we're so used to Yahoo and Fantrax.
It does.
And ESPN.
But
like, where is everything?
There's Michael
Gallup.
What
number pick is this? By the way, every time there's a pick, it says their number right there. 112 right now.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I just don't even see it.
We could have checked that out earlier.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
None of us do.
Yeah. But that's also why.
I hate that they highlight you, though. I hate that they highlight you.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm up. And then I get sniped.
No, it's true. It's one of the reasons why we do the episode we do where we do ranks analysis, where we go through the sites, because it is helpful to know the advantages and disadvantages of each site, and they rank them differently, and their projections are different. And it's not just like, sure, you can have a list, but it's going through, and you have 9 seconds, Nate.
I changed my mind. I went with James White.
Bitch. You bastard. Don't change your mind, you son of a bitch.
I was like, PPR, okay, I'll go James.
What a loser. Taking James White. Took James White right under my nose.
That kid is back on the escalator again.
Bastard. Then Gus Edwards just went. That's well, I mean, at least I have 4. You know, that's what I'm happy about. There goes Philip Lindsay too, right before Boggs. It's his guy.
Good pick.
Who are you taking, Boggs?
I wanted Pollard.
Bitch, you
goddamn pick ahead of me.
That's who I wanted too. So now it's over. We're running back thing is over.
Here, I got a murder ball you.
That sucked.
It's the way of the world.
Well, so every time you ask who so we bad. Want,
they go.
The player is taken.
I know. Well, I mean, that's the love of the audience there. They love it.
I'll take Tonyan just to get a tight end.
I'm having a great time here. All the tight ends are about the same, but you know what? All the wide receivers are about the same too. So, chicka chicka boom, chicka chicka wow.
God, it's so bad, man.
I mean, Pollard was like the last running back.
And it's gone.
Go Wayne Gallman.
Gotta make a decision. I'm going to go
three, two, one. That's good. I like that one.
And then coming back, there are some fun, a couple fun wideouts. I think I'm going to go wideout coming back.
Wideouts, huh?
Well, I mean, you know, fun is relative.
I just want to know what your definition is.
You know, okay, look, so fun. Well, that was one of them, Russell Gage. You know when, like, you're driving down the freeway and you see a big accident and you're like, how fun is it that I'm not in that accident? Like, this is a great time. Like, that type of fun.
Have some fun out here. This game's fun, okay? It's fun, goddammit.
Got it.
You know, my day is
dark definition of fun, man.
Yeah. You don't have like a little bit of happiness.
I'm not sure how that applies too.
Like, you know, when everyone else dies and you're good.
No, you know, like when you just like when someone cuts you and you're like, oh my God, I almost just died, but you didn't die. Like, that's fun.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. So you know just saying. I'll wait for
you
your pick.
Burn yourself with an iron just to feel something.
No, but I'm saying it's like you didn't. You ever drop something? You drop a knife and it just misses your foot, and you're like, "Whoa, that was close!" And then you have like a little bit of adrenaline.
I know that's never happened to you with your foot.
Well, yeah, break them all. All the fun wideouts are going. Jacoby Myers just went 12th pick in the 10th round. There goes Marquise Brown, Alexander Mattison. I'm now up, and
just don't take my guy.
I think I'm. Well, I don't know if this is your guy. Oh boy, I feel like this is your guy, but I'm gonna go with Darnell Mooney.
Okay,
thank you. Is your guy Elijah Moore?
It is, and he is at the top of my queue, but not the guy I'm taking here. This because I already have Miles Sanders. Let's go ahead and double tap and take Kenny Gainwell. We got the starter in Philly. I like that.
That's good.
So Chris, I'm glad that you ended up Mooney. So I get your whole take on the car crash thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Darnell Mooney. Remember, because now he's valuable, Nate. He's now valuable because Anthony Miller's out. That's how that works,
correct.
Right?
Well, no. Anthony, he was valuable before.
I know. That's the joke. That was my fifth wideout, though. Mooney was my fifth wideout. So I think that's why I can play the upside card there. And that's why that pick makes more sense.
I think this is a good pick if he's still in the NFL. Ooh,
say it with less confidence.
Colby, hey, Colby, I like it.
Over 100 targets last year.
Yeah, man, he gets the targets. I mean, he doesn't get everything, but he gets the targets.
No, yeah, he's a slot guy.
Yeah,
for Josh Allen.
Nyheim Hines, Mike Gesicki. So the tight ends are rolling out here. What is up with this dude?
Nate's got another pick before me, but I do know who I want.
I feel like I might know who I want. But...
I'm so far away.
Well,
Nate
I can't
gets
imagine
to say it because he's up.
Yeah, I know. I can't imagine that my guy falls to me though.
So, what are you thinking, Nate? Coming back, team construction.
Oh man, I'm thinking I'm in trouble for running backs.
Oh, Michael Pittman's your guy.
Pittman's the guy I wanted. Yep.
Yeah, Pittman. Your Pittman guy.
I mean, I am at this point. I'm actually not a Pittman guy, but I at this point I would love him.
There goes Bateman. Rashad Penny, first pick in the 12th round. K.
That's where the running backs are at.
K.
I'm trying to figure this thing out here. This format is a little weird.
The system? Yeah, I know it is.
Yeah, the system itself, yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's fine. You would think that, like, I mean, I guess there's a relative, like, it's not that much farther off than Yahoo. It's just their ranks are really different, and apparently you can easily draft a player if someone quick picks on you, just FYI.
Right.
But you're up in one pick.
Yeah. No,
he's so distracted.
there's already concerns with this player, but... I have to get another pass catching back here.
Jalen Hurts just went 12th round. Jesus.
He's
fallen.
I'm not high on Hurts at all, but in the 12th, that's pretty good.
That's a good, that's what I'm saying. It's a good value. Just, he barely fell.
I'm just going to go with Tariq Cohen.
Okay.
I was looking at him. That's a good pick.
Yeah. Now I'm done with running backs. So you guys can have at him.
Thanks.
Wow. There's nothing left.
I got five. I'm good.
Appreciate you holding out for us.
Yeah, AJ maybe Green. I'll find another one later, but
look at
I'm going to go crazy boy in here and take Jamison Crowder. Okay,
like nope,
no, I guess I'm not.
I mean,
don't want to sound like a dick or nothing, but it says on your chart that you
fucked up.
As you said it, as he said the words, he went.
Not going to speak anyone's name.
Devontae Parker. Well, you got to speak someone's
name.
Don't
set a cue either. Don't set a cue.
Aguilar.
Hey, AJ Green was on a short list of wide receivers who had over 100 targets last year and fewer than 5 touchdowns. So if he can get that same volume.
What a he had to have had, I haven't looked at it, but just like separation against defensive back had to have been the worst in the NFL. It was so terrible for him.
All right, I'm going to go Darrington Evans. Try to play some backup if things don't work out with Henry. Darrington Evans. There's no running backs available. There's still the same crop of wideouts out there, and I've got two. I've got Waddle.
And if they are going to limit Henry's touches, which I don't know if they are, if they plan to, but if he gets banged up at all in any way, Evans should have a pretty decent role.
Yeah, it's just it's a dice roll. That's all that we're playing here.
Yeah.
Paris Campbell, Joe Burrow, last pick in the 12th round. And I'm going to guess that was RFP's first quarter. No, it was his second. He actually took a backup. He has Lamar Jackson, and then he just took Joe Burrow. So deeper benches over here.
Why does every goddamn quarterback have week 7 bye? That's what I want to know.
I got a week 9. I only have 2 guys on week 7 bye right now on my team. It's incredible.
I've got 1 on week 7.
So you just suck, Boggs.
I only have 2, but every quarterback, it's like I have Herbert. If I wanted to back him up with Lawrence or Roethlisberger or Cousins, all week 7 bye. That leaves you with Baker, Fitzpatrick, Tua, Daniel Jones, or just not backing him up.
There goes Lazarus.
If it's week 7, I'd still pick up the best available, and you can always trade one of them later.
Yeah.
I think it's not optimal, but you can do it.
Yeah.
Which one do I want?
And for a backup, that spot would be Lawrence, but I'm not going to.
You know, this isn't a big upside play, but give me Cobb in Green Bay now. So
Cobb sucker,
Back in my day, there goes Elijah. Yeah, Elijah Moore. I mean, I got Waddle as my like upside play.
Perriman
was the one I was looking at too. It was Perriman and Cobb I was struggling with. I kind of wish
never
I
never heard
Perriman.
Anyone so upset that Breshad Perriman got picked.
Well, Breshad. In the 13th round, he's expected to be the wide receiver one in that offense. So
and boom goes the dynamite.
I almost went with him.
To get a wide receiver one, I don't care who it is.
Almost went there. Probably should have.
I mean, it could be Perriman. It could be Quintez Cephas. It could be Tyrell Williams.
It could be DeAndre Swift.
You can be second. You can be third, fourth. Hell, you can be fifth.
Isn't your boy, where is your boy Devin Funchess? Is he still in Green Bay?
Yeah.
Oh, Devin Funchess.
Oh, are you kidding me? I would just snipe back-to-back.
Gabriel Davis. That's a good pick, too. You're up. Yeah, he was on the queue.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah, well, I was going to go Mecole Hardman and then...
How is it that Nate's not getting sniped until round 13?
That's great.
Yeah, you know, hey
you'll take it. That's a win, right? I mean, for sure.
Have you guys, like, sat down and looked at these running backs?
I just panic picked right there.
Ooh, Evan Ingram.
Is there a second tight end or first?
Yeah.
Okay. Look at these running backs.
Extra games.
They're just such poop. What's your extra game thing?
I'm saying the extra game, it might be more worth it to take a running back here or a quarterback or tight end, any position.
Yeah. your analysis is taking any guy might be good.
Taking a backup tight end or backup quarterback makes more sense this year than it has in any other year because, you have the extra week. Teams are going to be more willing to sit a guy out, not much more. But more willing than ever before.
Yeah. I mean, in a little bit deeper, you know, it's like a 7 bench. I don't hate having the backup quarterback. I don't hate having the backup tight end. If there's the talent isn't sitting out there, you know, if you're not passing up on the talent and you've constructed your roster properly. And I think we're seeing some of that. John Brown, Xavier Jones, Javian Hawkins, Marlon Mack, Trevor Lawrence, last couple picks. And Nate, you're up in one pick.
Yeah. I'm tossing up between two different players here. I'm going backup quarterback, and I'm gonna go with. I know the suspense is killing me. Let's go with Kirk Cousins, man.
Ooh, Kirky Cousins.
There you go.
top 12 guy in the last six seasons.
Oh, so. That was Hunter Henry. Oh, yeah. That's not a bad pick. Bogman, what are you looking at doing here? There goes Justin Fields. Apparently it's quarterback.
Well, I was looking at Trevor Lawrence and gone, so I'm going to go ahead and take Tua.
God damn it. And Roethlisberger went right before it. You pieces of shit.
It's frustrating. It's frustrating. It's frustrating.
Hey, take Ryan Fitzpatrick and enjoy the crazy weeks.
And Zach Wilson, who hasn't signed, is still available.
Oh, look at all this great.
How about Daniel Jones? Here. A lot of good targets for Danny Dimes.
Yeah, this is great.
And he runs a little bit.
How about a little Deshaun Watson?
Drew Lock.
A little Deshaun Watson.
Hell, Ricky, you can even be fifth.
You can even be fifth. I'm gonna go with Baker. Silence.
Eesh.
Daniel Jones.
Oh, I mean.
You got some commercials going for you.
Good player. Got Odell back. I feel good.
Odell!
How many yards you got, man? Odell!
There goes Gio Bernard. Does this system have a projections? Do we have projections being run for us? There goes Jake Funk.
I don't think we do. Toft is not in this one.
Yeah,
so,
I don't think we have ESPN. Oh, I think ESPN will tell us at the end.
Yeah, we'll at least get a Matthew Berry draft grade, right? Wait a minute. Are you f***ing kidding me?
What?
RFP really took Jake Funk?
Yeah, he just went.
Good Lord.
Right in front of you. Your stupid face. I'm going to go with...
Such a bitch.
Ramondre Stevenson. It's like my sixth running back.
I'll take Darrell Williams, whatever. Who cares?
Yeah, it's kind of poop at this point.
Who cares, right? Yeah, last pick. Yeah.
All right, Gronk, last couple picks, and we will look at our teams. We will look at our teamy teams, which maybe one of my favorite teams I put together. ESPN was a little bit more friendly. Maybe it kind of screwed with people in their drafts because the Yahoo ones have been tough. Last couple picks, Gronk, Cole Kmet. There is Deshaun Watson, always in that last round.
That's who I was going to take.
And you are up now. You were sniped in your last pick.
These late rounds are just god awful.
Yeah, it's brutal.
They're crushing you.
I didn't want salmon. I said it four times.
Well, I was just going to say, your last pick, you're likely going to be dropping them anyway. You might as well just shoot for the friggin' moon.
But that's also like, that's funny. It's funny about fantasy football. It's like,
we kind of third tight end, I guess.
You got Higbee. We kind of, great, third tight end. We kind of know where things are going to go. We kind of know where things are going to go in the first couple rounds. This is no surprise why like rounds like 5 and 6 and 7, what you're trying to build your construction around, that's where the intensity comes in.
Oh man,
who's
I don't know if I like this team. I got sniped
Ahmed.
So many times.
You did get sniped a lot. Three more picks. Let's make sure we take all the time, guys.
Yeah,
that's what they're doing.
Really think about.
Did Bron fall asleep? I think Bron fell asleep. Nope, just took a long time to decide to take Justin Jackson.
Oh man,
Josh, make sure you big decision.
He's got 20 seconds. Yep. 20 seconds on the clock.
That's amazing. These guys are going to take 25
they're hunting.
Seconds.
You know what they're doing. They're hunting. They're trying to find some.
Oh, he found that sleeper trail.
They had a whole round to hunt.
Yeah. It's just the last picks. All right.
There we go.
It is complete. And.
Oh, you want to share on Twitter?
No.
How about
sure
on Facebook?
Don't.
So everyone's grandma can see.
You know, them doing that is similar to being like Candy Crush being like, hey, do you want to share your results of your game with Facebook? It's like, no, who does that? Who wants to share? It's like Bogman on the Hub. Like, do you want to share this video? No, I'm not
no.
Ted Cruz.
Do I want to get canceled?
I don't
absolutely
want
to, not.
I'll pass. Thanks.
I don't want people to know what's going on here.
No way.
Is there, they don't really have any like projection or anything, do they?
I don't see one.
Nate, let's start with your team. List us off your starters, your bench, and what you thought of your overall construction.
I have Ryan Tannehill at quarterback, who's somebody I'm targeting this year just because he can be gotten in the middle rounds. So I like that. Jonathan Taylor and Kareem Hunt at running back, and DeAndre Hopkins, Robinson, and Lockett at wide receiver. TJ Hawkinson at tight end, and my flex is Robbie Anderson. So I
how confident are you in Robbie Anderson as your flex?
You feel good?
I think he's got boom week potential. I'm not confident in his health. So that's the only thing that scares me off of him. Other than that, if he is healthy, he's going to crush.
Finish off your bench real quick.
Bench is Curtis Samuel, James White, Cole Beasley, Tariq Cohen, Evan Ingram, Kirk Cousins, and Tyler Higbee. I went three tight ends because everyone's doing that.
Tyler Higbee. There is a, I don't really fully understand this. There's a projection thing on ESPN where it's like draft day versus current projections. So I'm not really sure what that matters of draft day versus current projections. But Nate, you had a draft day of 10 and a current projection of 5 is what you were given. So 5th in the league after, I don't know what this draft versus current even means. Yeah, like we just did it. I don't know what it means, but you are 5th.
This team sucks right now, but during the season, it's going
to
be great.
What would you grade it on an F to A plus scale of overall construction and your happiness? Like, what do you think this is in a 12-team PPR? It's tough when you haven't seen the rest of the team, so you want to be a little bit mindful of that. But what would you give yourself this team as a grade?
I would probably give it a B plus, maybe just a solid B, because I am not happy with my running back depth. I have 4 running backs, but the 2 that I picked, James White and Tariq Cohen, are great for PPR. So I guess I'm happy about that. And I love my wide receivers. So yeah, a solid B.
I want to kind of give this a B plus. I'm going to go with you in a solid B, because here's one important thing that you did, is that your core strength is your 2 starting running backs and 3 starting wide receivers. I mean, that's like, what better place can you put yourself in? I don't love that you didn't have a running back at flex, or that you didn't have a stud wide receiver at flex. Robbie Anderson's fine. I personally didn't like that. The bench is okay. Lockett's fine. Tannehill's fine. So it's like you have this incredibly strong 5 core, and then solid middle tight end, solid middle quarterback. I would probably say if we were to compare the flexes, I'll bet you this is in the bottom half of flexes. And I think
I'd agree.
Yeah, I think the bench is relatively solid, and I mean the projection system, regardless of any of that, was relatively in your favor as you were given the 5th spot in this. So I'm going to go with a B as well. Bogman, what do you think?
Yeah, I would say B to B plus is about right, because I really like the starting lineup, outside of maybe Robbie Anderson, as you guys both have alluded to already. And you'll rotate him between Curtis Samuel, James White, based on matchups, Beasley, if he's in the league and still playing his role. But Taylor, Hopkins, Robinson, and Hockenson, Hockenson specifically helps you with that, boomer bust week that Lockett's going to have, because he's going to be the number one target in Detroit, and Kareem Hunt maybe shifting back a little bit as well. So I would say B plus, but the bench is a little weak, like you said.
Bogman, ironically, you two were the one that swapped. You were given a draft day of 5. And then a current projection of 6. So you guys somehow...
So this team is good now, but it's going to suck during
apparently. Apparently you guys swapped. So you were given the 6th highest projection. Boggs, let's hear your team and your thoughts on them, and then we'll grade them.
I've got Justin Herbert at my quarterback. My running backs are Saquon Barkley, Miles Sanders, Javonte Williams, Leonard Fournette, and Kenny Gainwell. Wideouts, I've got Calvin Ridley, Deontay Johnson, Jamar Chase with Antonio Brown, Nelson Aguilar, Elijah Moore on the bench. Mm. And then my starting tight end is Robert Tonyan, and I did not back him up. I have Tua as my backup to Herbert. And I think I forgot Darrell Williams as my last pick. So
yeah, and I missed you. You said it really fast, but Javonte Williams, if someone didn't hear it, was the flex, because I was like, wait, what was the flex? You had Barkley, Sanders, Javonte Williams at flex with bench running backs of Gainwell and Williams. So what do you think of your team construction, and how are you going to grade it?
I think it's better. It feels better now looking at it than it did during the draft, because I got sniped so many times. My running backs are a little risky. I'm not the biggest Miles Sanders fan. I think I kind of got him where I had to get him because the running backs were running low, and I was going to be, it's going to be a while before I was back up. So that's a little concerning. I don't have as much of concern about Barkley as other people do, but I do incorporate it. I understand it. That's why I went and took Javonte Williams a little bit higher, and then took Fournette right after him too, just to kind of make sure I have guys that are going to be on the field and putting forward some points if Barkley does miss time. But I think my wideouts are good, specifically in PPR. I think all these guys are going to be high PPR guys. And I like Tonyan now that Rodgers is back. I bumped him up a little bit, you know, Rodgers for sure. And I did get a top 10 quarterback here too. So yeah. I think I'm doing okay. I would say this is like a B plus to A minus team.
Exact same grade I was going to give it. A minus to B plus, somewhere in there. I was going to give you a B because I wasn't paying attention and seeing you had Fournette. And I thought your bench running backs were Gainwell and Williams. And I was like, that's just not going to do with Javonte. Right. But I didn't realize you have Fournette as your top backup running back, which is really good. You've got probably one of the better bench wideout situations, I'd imagine.
And I screwed that up last time, so yeah. I made sure to fix it this time.
You don't have a weakness in your starting lineup, which I think is really impressive. You got some questions, you know, Miles Sanders at two. I think Barkley is just a general question of like where you could have not had some others. Chase is your wide receiver three. They're nothing overtly concerning. I just am saying there's maybe some questions, but the overall construction, I think, was pretty good. Some stuff didn't go your way. In my mind, this is a B plus to an A minus. Nate, what do you think?
I'm going to give like a B to a B plus, just because I think having a couple rookies as your starters, and I know you love your rookies. But I think there's risk, obviously, with Williams and Melvin Gordon still being there. Jamar Chase, there's plenty of options in the passing game in that offense. So I'm just not sold that, you know.
How do you have those guys ranked, Nate, between Higgins, Chase, and Boyd?
Let me just pull it up right here.
Because I think we know Fantasy Pros, I think it's Chase, Higgins, Boyd is
It was interesting because the OC mentioned that they want to get all three of those guys kind of the same targets and catches and touchdowns. That would make Boyd the obvious value. But Right. Higgins is getting some buzz, but Chase still ranks ahead of Higgins, right? Didn't you look at that on Fantasy Pros last week? Well, Chase was still a little bit ahead of Higgins.
Yeah, that's exactly how it was going.
So I have Boyd, Chase, Higgins.
Boyd above.
Okay, so you have Boyd at one.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, then a huge value. So, all right.
Then I can see why you don't like Chase for sure if you have Boyd at one.
It's not that I don't like him. I think I would like to see more if that was your flex and not a starting wide receiver.
Not my starting. That's understandable.
All right, my team. I ended up with Tom Brady at quarterback. My starting running backs, I've got Alvin Kamara, David Montgomery, and I've got Travis Etienne at flex. On the bench, I've got Raheem Mostert with Darrington Evans and Ramondre Stevenson. By the way, I've got Mayfield backing up Brady. My starting wideouts, I've got A.J. Brown, Chris Godwin, Claypool, and on the bench, I've got Waddle, Mooney, and Cobb, and my starting tight end is Noah Fant. My thoughts on it, I mean, you know, trying to take away, you know, your personal bias of draft your team. I love this team. I really do. I think my running back situation is the best I've put together yet. I've got depth. My wideouts, third wideout, Claypool, put it however you want. I mean, at least I backed it up with huge upside and Waddle, and I've got Mooney in there. Okay, I got a fine tight end, a pretty good quarterback. I think the bench is relatively strong. Stevenson isn't really a whole bunch to bet on, but I think this is a strong bench. I like my starting lineup, maybe outside of Claypool. I got a little bit of connection with Brady and Godwin. I'm very strong at running back, which is important. I also don't feel like I massively sacrificed at wideout, which is good, but the projections did not like me as much. They had me ninth. I actually was drafted 10 and I moved to 9. And that can be for a litany of reasons. You know, having a rookie running back, an ETN could have possibly been it. But I mean, I took everything except a backup tight end. This is like I'm trying to be biased. It's like a strong A- I think to A. But maybe I'm giving myself too much credit on it. It just, things worked out in my favor. I've got heavy PPR running backs. AJ Brown could be an absolute beast, but you could play the other side of it, of course, if Julio takes a lot over. I think at worst, this is a strong A minus. At best, it's maybe an A, but let's start with you, Nate. What do you think?
I'm going to give it a solid A. I think it's my favorite team of the three of us. You know, your core is probably the best of the three. I love that you have Kareem Hunt light, as you would call it, and Travis Etienne as your flex. So that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Noah Fant, a lot of people are expecting big things out of him. He's closer to like the end of top 10 for me.
Yeah, I agree.
But, you know, Tom Brady, you can't, he's a robot, and you've got him stacked with Chris Godwin. So you've got a lot of good stuff happening here. And pass catching running back, the best one minus CMC in the league is Alvin Kamara. So
Boggs, what do you think?
I really like this team.
I mean, it's hard to poke holes in this team. You know, I think you did a really, really solid job I think your strategy, regardless of where you pick, isn't running back, it's two running backs in the first three rounds.
Yeah.
I think that is what you need to love your team.
And you're right, because I've deviated from that over time. I've played the different card and moved away from having
the first couple
back,
ones
back.
We did. You tried different stuff. You tried going tight end early and wide receiver. You despise those teams.
Yep.
Every other team that you've gone two running backs in the first three rounds, you have loved.
I'm the happiest.
So I think that's the way to go. Nate, I do have a question for you. Do you like, do you have these Williams apples or Etienne ranked higher?
I have Etienne ranked higher than Williams.
Is it significant?
No.
Well, they're probably, I doubt they're significant.
I think they're in
anywhere.
The same tier.
Yeah,
actually.
I don't think anybody does. I'll look on Fantasy Pros.
Well, it's just this, you know, you have Etienne at your flex. I have Javonte at my flex. So it's an interesting look. And it's funny that you mentioned my rookies here, Nate, because Welsh is usually the guy snapping the rookies up, and I give him crap for it on a mock draft basis. Yeah. And it's what I did here. And I did it because I got stuck a couple times.
Here's an interesting.
Well, I'll give you what I have right now. So Travis Etienne is my running back 28. He starts my sixth tier, and Javonte is my running back 32. So
okay,
four apart.
Here's an interesting take on the ADP for Fantasy Pros under PPR. Javonte is running back 25, where Etienne is running back 38.
See, I've got them. I have Javonte at 26 and Etienne at 28.
But
so I have them relatively close.
But the rank on Fantasy Pros, and remember, that's taking all those sites in together that they do.
All the total ADP, sure.
Their rank, Etienne is running back 24 above Kareem Hunt, where Javonte is
Kareem Hunt.
Yep, where Javonte is running back 27. Etienne is near the bottom of their tier four. Javonte is the start of tier five. That is the Fantasy Pros rankers and how it battles out. Just if you guys are curious. In all of that, which I think, it's very interesting. What was the grade?
Ahead of Kareem Hunt is
it's a big play. It's a totally big play. What's the grade on the team, Boggs?
On your team, I'd say it's an A as well.
Okay. The number one, we're not gonna go through all the teams, but the person given the best projection was our boy Evan, aka Carlos Spicy Wiener. There you go. Here was his and if I'm looking correctly, it looks like, I mean, I'm not sure, actually sure if it's weighted, because the only thing is these projections are not giving me like number totals or anything like that, so I can see like how much more it was. But here's his team. At quarterback, he's got Josh Allen, and he has backed up Daniel Jones. His starting running backs, he has Dalvin Cook, DeAndre Swift, with David Johnson at flex, and on the bench, he only has Murray. Latavius Murray,
Murray
and Madison. His wideouts, he went cheaper. Robert Woods, T. Higgins, and Tyler Boyd, with bench wideouts of very good Russell Gage, Paris Campbell, Lazard, and Shepard. And then he has Darren Waller as his starting tight end. So, I mean, like, you listen to that team. He's got very good running backs, a top-tier quarterback, a top-tier tight end. It's kind of a top-tier player play. A solid bench. Wideouts are a question, though. He's starting two from the same team, and his number one is Robert Woods. So he sacrificed wideouts, though he does have good depth on them. What do you guys think? That's the number one projected team, Nate.
I think he's going to – I mean, that surprises me. I think your team is better. But I will say that even though he has two from the same team, I mean, one of those guys between Higgins and Boyd's gonna
pop,
just go off this season. So, but he's got Russell Gage to throw in.
I know. I love the Russell Gage one. I thought that's what I was saying. Like his bench is pretty good.
Yeah. I agree. He's solid.
What do you think? Is this a clear cut number one team?
I think it is. I think it kind of is. And it's this top tier build that he did with Josh Allen and obviously taking Cook early and Darren Waller. And I think I'm probably a little higher on Swift than most people. So I don't mind him as a two. And you guys know I like David Johnson as a flex option. Plus, if Swift isn't working out as good as we thought, he can slide in there. And then the wide receivers, yes, they're the worst part of his team, but everybody's going to have that. And it's good to have it in wideouts because there's so much depth there this year. And Woods going to take a little bump up. I didn't move him on my list, but Akers going down hurts the run game. So the Rams are going to have to pass a little bit more. So he could see an increase in targets a little bit. And look, it's probably going to be week to week on who pops off for the Bengals, but their defense still blows. They're going to have to go point for point with everybody. So Higgins and Boyd are both good options. I don't know if I want to play them every week, but you guys mentioned he has depth here, especially in PPR with a guy like Campbell on the bench, Lazard, and Gage. So I like what Evan did.
I think this is a top third team. I don't see this as a clear-cut number one. There might not be a clear-cut number one.
I don't think there is a clear-cut number one. And I was kind of thinking, like, because I liked all the build of all of our teams, we go to Evan. I'm like, God, I like this one too.
Yeah.
Am I being a little too Pollyanna because
I think
we did a 16-man two drafts ago and then a super flex last time?
I think a little bit.
So they all look good here.
I mean, I kind of like the construction of mine maybe a little bit better, but check this out.
Who's last?
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm going, Boggs.
Thank you.
Here's the last one. This is Josh S., Ohio Josh S., and check out this team. At quarterback, he's got Matthew Stafford, and on the bench, he has Trey Lance. So he's a little behind there. Running backs, though. Nick Chubb, Najee Harris, Miles Gaskin at flex. On the bench, Marlon Mack and Xavier Jones. So a little lacking there. Wideouts, Amari Cooper, Cooper Kupp, and Odell Beckham Jr. On the bench, he took Michael Thomas as a bench one, and Debo, and T.Y. Hilton, and Michael Pittman Jr.
Michael Pittman.
And then his tight end is Jonnu Smith. So he set himself up from a wide receiver spot in a crazy way where the back half of the year, Michael Thomas is just a free play because he also took Samuel and Hilton. The sacrifice was great running back depth because he has great starters. He does not have the depth, but here's what he does have, Boggs. He has no running back bye week issues. So if he avoids injury at flex, he can throw in a Debo, or guess what? He can throw in Michael Thomas when he's there, and he can start him with Kupp, Cooper, and Najee Harris. But he does lack running back depth unless Matt gets a starting position. Quarterback is okay. Tight end is fine. This is a boomer bust team that I can get down with because he played the Michael Thomas thing great. And he's got great starting running backs. He just, if something goes wrong, this team is going to explode. But like, this isn't a worse projection team that I would hate having.
Same. I don't see much of a bust here, honestly. If you're calling it boomer bust, this is why you cannot listen to projections of any platform, you know, on draft day. I think it does. That is a good team. So
it is.
I don't know how he's ranked.
And it's ranked dead last. I'll tell you why it's dead last. It's you're poking holes, and it's the bat. It's the depth at running back. And, first of all, I have to give Josh S just all the problems here because he took Najee Harris after telling me how much better Nick Chubb
and doesn't
is
he
Najee.
Also say F the Steelers every single
every
time
single time I see
us?
Him. Yeah. I mean, it's like a funny joke at this point. It
hilarious.
Doesn't even faze me. But Chubb and Harris, obviously, I love this 1-2, and that is also how I have them ranked. And I know that's how he took them because Harris fell back to him. But I think when you have these wideouts and Cooper, Amari Cooper, and then Cooper Kupp and Odell Beckham, you do need to get depth here, which is what he did with Thomas and Samuel and Hilton. But you could have scratched Hilton and taken another running back there. Like, I think you need one more running back.
Yeah.
That is my nitpicky thing. And you don't have top tier quarterbacks or tight ends versus other teams that do. But you did get the starting lineup is super solid. The bench is a little shaky.
That was my boomer bust is like, if you lose Najee Harris, then Gaskin is in. Unless Mac gets a new job, you have no person to fill in the bye weeks there. Whiteout, you're going to be fine. He's going to be fine. Quarterback, I mean, I guess is a little boomer bust there because, you know, you are going to depend on Trey Lance getting the job back and working with him. It's just you're an injury away from being a problem, but you're avoiding an injury away from being, you know, you could potentially be one of the best teams. Maybe one of the best teams in the league here by how we drafted.
This would be like a second half team. Like, you imagine know, one week that's nine. Kind of middle of the road and then just catches fire.
Well, dude, imagine week nine. He could be starting Chubb Harris with Cooper and Kupp, Odell and Michael Thomas out there and Gaskin on the bench. Yeah. I mean, that's like, yeah, that's a great, and he has depth to then trade from. It's a really interesting team, and it's a good point to not really consider, you know, all the stuff in the projections and stuff. Nate, you killed
it, man.
I'm
trying to find a team I hate. I'm looking through all of them right here, and kind of like we said, I just don't see one.
No,
I don't see a team to dislike.
No, and that's hard, and that's why you got to go by, like, the overall construction, and you got to be a little bit more pinpointy here, and that's kind of what we did. Nate, you killed it, man. What's going on in your world for this upcoming football season? Where are you where are you doing stuff? What are you doing? Are you back in the podcast world? Let us know all the things.
Yes. Obviously, wrote again for the Fantasy Football Black Book with Joe Pisapia, my fourth year. Bogman's been killing it in that book as well for the last few seasons. And I'm doing a ton of work over at the Game Day. I just posted all of my rankings there. And now what I'm doing is going by individual position and with tier breakdowns for every tier. So I'm posting those things separately. And, you know, I do a lot of video work with them, podcasts, everything.
Perfect. That's fantastic. Excellent stuff to hear. Keep it up. Follow him on Twitter at DominateFF. Friendos, that is the episode. I would remind you, next week is hell. It is going to be chaos because we are going to be rocking ranks every single day. So make sure you are subscribed to the podcast. Boy, does Google Podcasts not like ITL. From moving forward, go check out Spotify or iHeartRadio. Those ones play very nice and you can subscribe so you don't miss any of it. You're going to get a lot of ITL next week. And, you know, literally the funniest thing that ever happened on our show ever happened in the very first season of Hell Week. It's one of the great stories, which we've always reminded people about. So make sure you're tuned in all of it. So lots of episodes of ITL football next week. Check out the Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army. Get all the ranks. The updates are in August as well. Mine will be up there. All of the different ones for Bogman. You can get access to us. You can hang out with all the peeps, get in the streams, do all the stuff. Just check us out there. And of course on Twitter at Bogman Sports at Is It The Welsh. That's it. We mock draft. We did it. Congratulations, everybody. Hell Week next week. Looking forward to talking to you every goddamn day. For Bogman, for Nate, I'm the Welsh. I'll see you guys again next time. Bye-bye.
Sawyer.